Today's Amud is Vav Amud Beis in the Mishnah Brura. We're finishing off Siman Beis. We had started yesterday. The Mechaber who said that it is not permitted for a person to walk in an arrogant posture. We'll continue. The Mechaber says, "V'lo yelech arba amos begilui harosh mipnei kvod hashchina." Person should not walk with their head uncovered a distance of 4 amos, which is about 6 to 8 feet, with their head uncovered, because this is a lack of kavod for the Shechina. This is a very important din. This is the basis for the very strong Jewish minhag for a man to wear a yarmulke. Yarmulke means yore malka. Person should have the fear of God above them. And we'll talk now about this practical halacha. The Mishnah Brura says that this is true about walking without with an uncovered head, without having a yarmulke or some sort of head covering on. Afilu b'bayis, even in your house, sheish potikra, where there's a ceiling, so one could argue that there is something above you. And likewise, certainly, kol shekein tachas avir hashamayim di'esh lizor l'kulei alma. Everybody agrees that if you're outside under the open sky, you certainly need to have your head covered. You certainly need to have your head covered even inside the house. The Mechaber stated 4 amos. One can walk, theoretically, but the Mishnah Berurah says, Midas Chasidus, he brings down in the name of the Magen Avraham, that certainly one should try, Afilu Pachos Me'arba Amos, not to walk with your head uncovered. Afilu B'eis Hashena Balayla, and many have the custom of, even while they're asleep at night, the Shalah is the source of this custom to wear some sort of a head covering even while you're asleep. And this din, the Mishnah Berurah says, of not having your head uncovered, is really a din of tznius for people that are very zahir in this. However, that may have been the original din, avol kvar kosav ataz, the bizmanenu iser gomer midina lios begilui rosh. Nowadays, even if that wasn't the original intent, only tsinuin, only great people did it. Nowadays, everybody needs to cover their head at all time. Even Afil Yoshe Bevesa. The Igros Moshe writes, Ein Tzarech Kisui Al Rov HaRosh, you don't need to have technically all of your head covered or the majority of your head covered. As we will see, Shari Hayad Einu Mechase El Mikzas HaRosh, somebody else's hand, and under certain situations, which we'll see in a moment, even your own hand might be acceptable for a covering. And therefore, the Igros Moshe holds that you do not need to have most of your head covered. Others disagree and certainly suggest that a larger amount of the head should be covered. Harav Avadya Yosef in the Chavad Das brings down that while it's certainly a wonderful thing to cover one's entire head, however, according to the letter of the law, one only has to wear a smaller kippah that can be seen from all sides of the head. If it really can't be seen, then one shouldn't rely upon such a small yarmulke. In addition, when one is making a bracha, one should try to wear a larger yarmulke. The Mishnah Berurah then brings down the Magen Avraham, who says that we should be stringent upon this even for young children. Dafilu kitanim, nochon lahargilom b'kisu yarosh. We should try to inculcate in our children at a young age, obviously age appropriate, that they should wear their head covering a yarmulke, that they should have a fear of God. And this is based upon the famous story in the Gemara in Shabbos that Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak's mother was told by an astrologer that her son Rav Nachman would grow up to be a ganav. So she put a yarmulke on his head, so she would constantly say, Kasei roshech kihechid lehevi aloch emosu d'shmaya, keep your head covered, and this way you won't turn into a ganav, you won't turn into a person who doesn't have the fear of God upon them. One time it so happened that Rav Nachman was sleeping underneath a tree, a palm tree, and his yarmulke fell off, and when he awoke, without realizing it, he grabbed one of the dates from the palm tree to, so to say, fulfill this prophecy of the astrologers. And the idea being that a person who's constantly aware that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is above him by wearing a yarmulke, reminding oneself of this is similar to the concept we learned earlier about Shivisi Hashem Negdi Summit. If a person constantly realizes he's standing in front of God, he will act differently. Furthermore, the Mishnah Berurah says, the Le'inyan Gili HaRosh Dai B'Kisoi Hayad Al HaRosh. Technically, one can accomplish not having one's head considered uncovered by putting his own hand upon his head. Likewise, if a person is removing lice from his head, it would be acceptable to keep one's head uncovered in that situation. The Shari Tshuva brings down that any situation where there's a specific need for you to have your head uncovered, and it's clear from your actions why your head is uncovered, it is acceptable. Nevertheless, yesh lizar shelo leilech dalet amos. In those situations, try not to walk dalet amos with your head uncovered. What about in a bathhouse? So the Shari Tshuva says, it's not even a midas chasidus there to keep your head covered. And he brings down proof from this from Masechta Derech Eretz. Nevertheless, he brings down, mikomokom reisi midaktikim mechasim roshom b'mitpachas. Righteous individuals would cover their head with a towel of some sort. V'chein nahakti me odi. And he himself did that as well. But the Birkei Yosef says that that's a chumra yaseira harbe, a very, very excessive chumra. The Mishnah Berurah then further adds, Asu levarech, certainly one cannot make a bracha with his head uncovered. V'uhadin lilmod b'gilui arosh, and certainly not to learn with your head uncovered. And in this regard, your own hand covering your head is not acceptable. However, somebody else's hand covering your head would be acceptable. Your own hand is considered part of your body, and the yad v'rosh chad gufa inon, and since your head and your hand are considered one entity, that wouldn't be acceptable for a bracha. Your guf can't be covering itself. However, he does bring down, in the name of the El Yoraba, in the name of the Marshal, that one could be mekel b'shas hadchak. For example, you wake up in the middle of the night and you're thirsty and there's no hat around, nothing to cover yourself with. Maybe in that situation you could cover your head with your hand. However, much, much better, Yoser Tov Linho Kimo Sholom Noagim, do what everybody else does, Shemam Shimch HaBeis Yad Shel HaBeged Al Hayad U'Mechasa Barosho. Extend your pajama or some sort of a sleeve of a garment that you're wearing over your head, and in this way, have Ishapir Kisur L'Kuliyam. Everybody would agree that that's an acceptable head covering, rather than with your bare hand. Furthermore, the Prima Gadim is quoted as saying one should be very careful, B'Shas Hanochas Tefillin, when you put on your tefillin, especially your tefillin Shorosh, Shelo Yevarech HaBrocha Barosho Megula, that your head should not be uncovered when you go and place the tefillin on your head and you remove your yarmulke to get the tefillin into the right spot. Be careful that you shouldn't be saying a bracha with your head uncovered. Then the Mishnah Berurah brings down the fascinating case of what happens if a person is Ufaruk Misaros, if a person is wearing a wig. Even a wig that has a cloth material underneath it that actually is like a yarmulke underneath the wig. Nevertheless, yesh lesor. One shouldn't rely upon this. Why? Because nobody else realizes that you're wearing a wig, assuming that that's the case. And therefore, people will say, oh, that person is either walking with his head uncovered or making brachos with his head uncovered. Nevertheless, yesh mekilin. Under certain situations, one might be able to be mekel when he is truly having his head covered. It's just not recognizable by all. One possible exception to this rule is brought down in a gloss on the Ramah, is levad hechosh yesh chok, where the government has a rule that a person has to walk leilech begilu yarosh lefnei hasarim vashoftim. If, for example, the government had a rule that in front of a high-ranking officer or a judge you had to take off your head covering, then one would be permitted to walk without their head covering on because of dina de malchusa dina. This is not done for a religious reason. This is done out of respect, and therefore it wouldn't be chukos hagoyim. Nowadays, Baruch Hashem, I think this would rarely happen here in the United States, and we truly have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for this Medina Shel Chesed. Later on, the Shulchan Aruch will bring down that it's forbidden to say the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu or to even walk into a shul with your head uncovered. And the Bir Halacha will ask, our Halacha here in our Siman seems to suggest, even without saying Hashem's name or walking into the Beis HaKnesses, that it's Osir, so there seems to be a contradiction. So the Ber Heitev reconciles this contradiction by saying that our Siman of Shulchan Aruch over here is dealing with the Midus Chasidus, a righteous individual's act, not an obligation. Whereas later on, where it talks about the saying of Sem Hashem, therefore it's an actual chiyuv, gomur medina, an absolute requirement to have a head covering when you make a bracha. The Prima Gadim brings a different teretz. Our Shulchan Aruch is talking here about walking more than four amos, whereas in regards to the saying of Hashem's name, it's even if you don't walk four amos that it's forbidden to do so. In Dirshu, footnote 22, they bring down the interesting question of what happens if you hear a bracha from somebody else and have intention to be yotzei with that bracha. Do you need to have a yarmulke on? So the Bach writes, and as well the Prima Gadim, that it is forbidden to listen to a bracha with a head uncovered because of the concept of shomea kone. If you hear something, it's as if you said it, and therefore if your head is uncovered, it's as if you said the bracha with your head uncovered, which is not permissible. There is a major machlokas between Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal and Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal in regards to if a person by accident said a tefillah, davened with their head uncovered. He didn't realize his head, his yarmulke had fallen off, his head was uncovered. So Shlomo Zalman says you do not have to go and repeat the davening, whereas in the Igros Moshe, Rav Moshe suggests that one should go back and daven, because by the Goyim, they're specifically makbid to daven with their heads uncovered, and therefore a head that is uncovered, if you daven with such a situation with your head being uncovered, it's nechsheves kitoeva. It looks and appears as if an abomination. However, Rav Moshe concludes, tzorich iyun ladina. He doesn't paskin this absolutely, says it needs further study. Another interesting question is, can you say shalom aleichem to somebody with your head uncovered? The name shalom in that situation is not being used as God's name, but shalom is one of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. So Rav Moshe in the Igros Moshe writes that even though Rov Anoshim Ein Kavanasam L'Shmo Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, since most people do not intend to say Hashem's name, you might think that that's acceptable, but he brings down that for Kavod Shemayim, Roy L'Hachmir B'zeh, you shouldn't say Shalom Aleichem to somebody with your head uncovered. The Stei Chemed says that one can be meikel in this situation if there's a tzorach gadol, for example, if somebody would be very makbid, although Rav Moshe suggests to use a different term rather than Shalom Aleichem. But on the other hand, Rav Shlomo Zalman says that one can be meikel because obviously, clearly, his kavana was not for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. Finally, are you allowed to say the word God, a English language or foreign language, kinoi, nickname for God, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with your head uncovered? So Rav Moshe says, Ein lachach mir bekach, kishei efshar biofen acher. One doesn't have to be stringent about this if there is no alternative. Nevertheless, it would be preferable to not even say a foreign language term for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like the word God, with your head uncovered. Finally, the Mechaber closes off this siman with the words, V'yivdog b'nekovov. Person should check to see if he has to go to the bathroom when he wakes up in the morning, so he shouldn't end up davening with his bowels full or the need to urinate, because this is a toeva, this is an abomination. The Rama adds, V'yichasa kol gufo. Person should cover up his entire body when he goes to the bathroom, and only uncover that which is needed to be uncovered. This will be talked about in the next siman. V'lo yelech yachef, and a person shouldn't walk barefoot. V'yargul atzmo lefanos bokev erev, a person should accustom himself to go to the bathroom on a regular basis in the morning and the evenings. Shehu zrizus unikius. This will allow him to maintain a clean body at all times and will facilitate his service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Mishnah Berurah adds over here that one should keep their body clean, b'shas kabolas malchus shemayim, b'kriyas shema tefillah. This is especially required during accepting the yoke of HaKadosh Baruch Hu upon yourself when you're saying Shema and when you're saying Shemon Esrei. Ve'ein tzarech rak b'diko levad, but you don't have to go crazy about this if you, so to say, ask yourself, do I have the urge to go, and you don't. That is sufficient, and certainly one shouldn't miss davening. Or even davening with the tzibur, the right time to daven, or with the tzibur because of his concern about maybe he'll need to go to the bathroom. In regards to being barefoot, Chazal tell us, the Mishnah Berurah says, a person should even sell all of his possessions in order to purchase shoes. This is because shoes are a sign of modesty, according to some. Others say it's because it could lead to cold. And Rashi elsewhere brings down that Ein lecha bizui gadol me'amahalech yachach bashuk. There's nothing more embarrassing than a person walking barefoot in the marketplace. However, the Mishnah Berurah does say that if it's in a hot place where people normally walk barefoot, as we had already mentioned in a previous shir, it would be acceptable, and this would be the case for wearing sandals or open-toed shoes in hot countries. Likewise, if a person was wearing such bare feet in order to do tshuva because of sins, it would also be acceptable. And the Mishnah Berurah concludes that David HaMelech did this himself. That concludes Siman Beis, and we'll begin Siman Gimel, which talks about Hanhagas Beis HaKiseh. We'll just start with a very brief introduction that nothing cannot be discussed in halacha, and that there are halachos for every single aspect of a person's life, including how we go to the bathroom. And the Mechaber writes, Kishiyikonis lebeis akise yomar hiskabdu mechubodim v'chulei. They used to say to the angels that accompanied them, please stay outside here while I take care of my needs. However, v'achshav lo nohag ul yomro, nowadays we don't say this, essentially because we're not on the Madrega that we have angels accompanying us at all times. It would be almost an act of arrogance to say these words, please, angels that accompany me, stay outside. It would imply that you constantly have angels accompanying you. In Sif Beis, the Mechaber writes, Yeitzenua beveis akise. A person has to be very conscious of appropriate modesty in the bathroom. V'lo yigal atzmo at sheyeshev, and shouldn't uncover himself before he is absolutely ready to go to the bathroom. The Rama adds, V'lo yelchu shnei anoshim biyachad. People shouldn't go to the bathroom together. It's a place of modesty and of tznius, and one should not be in the bathroom at the same time that someone else is there. V'gam lo yidaber sham, one shouldn't talk in the bathroom. It's improper to do so. V'yiskor hadelas ba'ado mishum tznius, and a person should close the door behind them in order that he can be in privacy and have modesty in the bathroom.